Welcome to another No Nonsense Trivia Podcast episode. My name is Lee. I'm tanked. Welcome, Mark Davis. He's hosting me. Mark Davis!
I'm the host now. Prepare yourself.
What
Look
up?
Look at me. I'm the host now.
We got a late night record.
Oh, this one's going to be a wacky one.
I just finished
at
hosting
this point,
trivia.
Baby Bresh.
You go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, it's all right.
I was going to say at this point, because we've been talking about it, if you've been listening to this, Baby Bresh is born.
And there's another one we did. But in real time, not yet.
No. But at this point, when you're listening
to like Primer,
Baby Bresh has now bought his first car and is learning how to drive.
Very talented baby.
Oh, what a beautiful baby.
We're very lucky. Very fortunate.
Indeed. Oh, Kyle's already crying, thinking about the baby driving. Oh, my God. My baby's already driving. Oh, my God.
We just wrapped up Trivia at Ollie's. This is episode 165 is the episode that we're recording this near. We don't know what episode this will be necessarily. But yeah, we just wrapped up Trivia at Ollie's. A little bit of a Wet Boys reunion, but not quite. You guys didn't you didn't bring the full wetness tonight. But
Fletcher and Kristen were not able to come.
Mm-mm. So
we
sad.
Were the slightly damp individuals.
Yeah. And that's the voice of Jamie. You might remember Jamie from the podcast. Welcome back, Jamie.
Greetings, salutations.
Yes.
Hello. Hello.
And we also are joined today by Seth. Hello. It's Seth. Welcome back, Seth.
There it is.
Ding dong, yo.
Jamie just went.
Ding dong.
Seth.
All right.
We're in the future now, aren't we?
Yes. This is the future.
This is technically the future. I would just like to say that since we've reached that point in the future, I would like to just to go ahead and thank President Harris for leading us through the pumpkin shortage of October of 2021.
Well, I don't know if it's even going to be that far in the future, but a bold prediction. What do you know that I don't know?
Watches my Nikes fasten themselves.
Oh,
damn.
Just that dehydrated pizza that we're going to enjoy in a few minutes.
The future is
Soylent
cool.
Green is delicious.
It turns out.
So you guys teamed up tonight at trivia. We don't have a proper weekly wrap up, but I guess we can just discuss it in the episode here. But you probably already heard it in a weekly wrap up like 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Uh huh.
Anyways, what'd you guys think?
Oh,
did you have fun tonight?
Yeah, it was a good time.
I did.
Had a blast.
Very good.
I did.
Cool.
Had a blast. I answered
some questions that I was very surprised about.
Yeah, the second and third rounds.
Jamie got a car question right.
Boom. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A car question. You got a couple 5-pointers. You got the car question. I'm pretty sure you got the sewing question.
There was an explosion. Jamie would be so proud of me.
Yeah, there was an explosion from your table when I announced the answer. So yeah, you guys did it very well. Coming up short by 1 point, though.
Yeah. I mean, I can't imagine how well the house must have done, because we got almost every question right, and we were in second place.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
this is at Ollie's. I'll say sometimes, you know, the bar will play, but at Ollie's, I would say they've won more frequently than any other venue. The bar is one than any other trivia place I've hosted.
Sean's smart cookie.
Yeah, they've got a sharp crew over there. Very fun stuff. As we've mentioned in a previous episode, we have a new prizing structure at Ollie's. Mm-hmm. So gone is the winner takes all. Tonight was the last night that we've done that. So going forward, we're doing something more similar to our regular prize structure, an overall prize as well as a prize every round for the
That's the way
team.
To do it.
Yeah.
You got to make it so everyone stands to win something.
Exactly. It was fun for a while to have like a crazy big prize for one team, but I think it's just more fair this way. And that's not to say, you know, I mean, we reset the score each round, so you can take all $50 if you lead the entire night and win overall. It is possible to still win all that prize money in gift card format, but this just opens it up, so a few more teams might be able to bring something in. So happy
yeah,
to
we
that.
Got to we get to buy some vinyl tonight. We ended up getting the $50. Sean was kind enough to give it to us.
Oh,
Seth
nice.
Got Speaking in Tongues by Talking Heads.
By Talking Heads.
Ooh. And
I got Apostrophe by Frank Zappa.
You got what?
Favorite
Apostrophe.
Oh, nice.
And I also got a Elvis Costello record that has Every Day I Write the Book, which is a good dream. The album doesn't look so great, but
you guys got some good stuff tonight.
I didn't get anything.
I bought your Diet Coke for you.
But he did buy me a Diet Coke.
I looked at you longingly through the game.
Mm-hmm. And I gave you a big dap when you got that question right.
Okay.
Well, I'm glad you guys could make it out tonight. Thanks for joining. And
That's the episode.
You guys,
thanks for joining.
Wait, you each brought some questions tonight, right?
Oh yeah,
I have a couple of questions. Yeah,
okay, cool.
They're gonna be easy. They're gonna be to the point.
Do we have three each?
I have two. I think in the midst of this, I'll be able to come up with another one. But yeah,
I actually am an overachiever. I brought five, and I'll choose.
Okay.
Oh, give me one of your two questions, Jamie.
No. We need to be able to suss.
Give me a question.
Before we get to our quiz, just want to remind everyone to join us at Wednesdays at Pointy Bell Brewing Company of Fort Myers, Florida for our weekly pub quiz in Fort Myers, asking questions based on your category request. Join us for your opportunity to win some free beer and suggest categories for next week's quiz. That's at Pointy Bell on Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. On Thursdays, we're at Ollie's Pub in Cape Coral for a quiz, which also starts at 7:30, also based on your category requests. Prizes include gift cards, which can be spent on records, beer, or whatever else you can find for sale at Ollie's Pub in Cape Coral. That's Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. And, of course, every week, you can play Mark Davis's trivia, Nice Guys Pizza Trivia. That's at Nice Guys Pizza in Cape Coral or on Zoom starting at 8 p.m. Just look at for the link in the show notes for a link to that.
All and I want to do is on the Zoom.
Don't forget to follow No Nonsense Trivia on social media, including Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Reddit. And join us on our Discord server to stay updated on all of our podcasts, streams, and events. Join us.
Oliver podcasts.
My name John is Oliver. Oliver.
My name is John. My Lisa, name is Oliver. Man, Oliver podcasts.
All right. Shout out to our UK listeners.
We're going to be back Olivers in
just a moment with our first round of trivia.
Ooh. 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 Ooh.
Hey-o!
Baby brush.
Ooh. Ooh.
What up?
Ooh.
We're back.
Yeah. Yeah. We're back.
What were you going to do?
Back again.
I don't know.
You wily motherfucker.
I had my mouth open ready to say something, and then you took it. That's
fine.
Do you
guys want an easy one to start?
No.
I want you to give us whatever you want to give us.
Mark, I would like you to give it to me hard.
Okay, all right. What southwestern European country is the biggest harvester of cork in the world?
I got this, yo.
Portugal? I love Spain?
It. Southwestern, yeah.
Out of your mouth.
Portugal?
Portugal sounds right. It's a nation of sailors, right? I mean,
that is the
right?
most southwest European country,
it's
right?
It's pretty southwest.
It's the most southwestern you could possibly get, right?
Well, there's a little bit of Spain that pokes out to the southwest of the south of Portugal, I think.
Once I was the king of Spain.
Now I eat humble pie. There it is. Yep.
Wow.
Someone tag Mike Canary in this episode.
Well, it is a nation of sailors, right? Portugal? I mean...
I mean, it's an...
Historically.
And sailors love corks.
So everybody loves corks.
It's their favorite.
I a sucker.
You got to put in the bunghole.
You remember a sucker?
That's that sketch from Saturday Night Live when Rachel Dratch is like, ever since I lose my teeth, I get so good at the soaking corks.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes.
I missed that one.
Oh, my God. Janet soaker. Jackson is the host.
There's a restaurant here, Cork Soakers, that was based on that.
Janet Jackson.
Oh, that's what that's from?
Yes.
It's a Saturday Night Live reference?
So, yes. You know, it's like a family winery, and Jimmy Fallon and Horatio Sands are like giving an explanation or whatever. They're like, we like to soak the cork. Sometimes I soak his cork. Sometimes he soak mine. Sometimes we soak each other's corks at the same time.
In French, his name means Horatio. Without
yes yeah. It's sad.
Well, he's gonna be without his dignity soon because of all these accusations. I don't know if you guys
heard about that grooming a young girl.
Pretty gross stuff.
Oh no.
Too bad.
Oh man.
No heroes, no masters.
Anyway,
jeez.
Portugal's correct. Nice.
All the cork one could want.
That was my guess. Thank you for the confirmation.
Yes,
Seth.
Yes.
There you go. Back his
face,
up.
How did you know cork. That?
His face.
You seem pretty sure right out of the gate.
Yeah. I've heard that question in a trivia match before.
That and he's just a big cork devotee.
I have Yes, I have delved into corks.
In college, I've made briefly.
Corking part of my life.
All right, I have an 80s music question for y'all.
Ooh.
I had to pay my student Falco. Loans.
The traditional folk song Kookaburra was involved in a copyright dispute over what hit 80s song?
Oh, it's got to be I Come From the Land Down Under.
No, Men at Work?
Yeah, right?
Now, can you ask the question again, Lee? I'm sorry.
Oh. The traditional folk song Kookaburra was involved in a copyright dispute over what hit 80s song?
Kookaburra sits in the old gum tree.
Mary, Mary, king of the bush is he.
Laugh, Kookaburra, oh, laugh. Kookaburra, gay your life, Jamie.
They know the song.
Yeah.
They know the song. It,
do you think it's Men at Work? Down Under?
It would just be stupid. Does it have a part in it
that goes, dee 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 skip a dee 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 dee.
That's actually a folk melody.
Can you do that one more time?
I'm just kidding. I have no idea.
God, I wish we had closed caption for this.
Auto-generated subtitles.
Yes.
I mean, we can do that. That's easy. Okay. I mean, we got that.
Wait, put that in a post. There's no screen.
I mean, see Kookaburra. This clip on Twitter with the auto-generated subtitles.
Oh my God,
it's
going
to happen.
It's bonus content.
Yep.
Kookaburra definitely is a, like the Kookaburra wing. That it is a.
Are you referencing Outback?
Yeah. Chicken wings.
Oh my God!
Well, I mean, it's
yes, a shortage. Kookaburra is the Australian bird.
Yes, President Harris is going to get us through this shortage too.
infamous Kookaburra.
Infamous Kookaburra wing shortage.
Is it? Do you think it's Men at Work? Are we going to go with that?
I mean, I think it would be stupid not to.
Mark.
I mean, you guys know that song. Is there anything?
I don't think it sounds anything like Men at Work. I mean, I don't think it sounds anything like. And what is the song we're speaking of? Man Down Under?
I come from the land down under.
Land Down Under. Man Down Under.
Well, that's a different title altogether.
Hey, now.
Sorry about Jamie guy getting his face rode.
You know, stop it, Seth.
I'm sorry. It's just I want to put you in song.
Put you in traction.
Is it Land Down Under, Man Down Under?
Can you read the question one more time?
Yes.
Wow.
Traditional folk song Kookaburra was involved in a copyright dispute over what 80s song?
Copyright.
Yeah, and who owns Kookaburra?
Not it.
It's like a folk song. I mean, it would be one of those things that you would think would be in the public domain.
Yeah, but like the family that own Happy Birthday. Sing me this Kookaburra song for that. Again.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Every How time it's used in go? A movie, they
Kookaburra
sue.
Kookaburra sits in the old gum tree, eating all the gum drops he can see.
I ain't never heard that verse.
There's different versions.
Well, how's yours go?
Mary, Mary, king of the bush is he.
I've heard that version too. Laugh, Kookaburra.
Bush being
laugh.
The Australian outback, not the pubic hairs.
Not the. The bush.
You're just to clarify. Shy.
Or the president. Both presidents.
Yeah.
Too shy. I don't know. Do you want to go with Land Down Under, I guess?
I can't think of anything else.
Who else is from Australia? Who else is from Australia?
I mean, I know a lot of obscure bands from Australia, but none like Man
of War.
I don't think they're from Australia. I think they're from England.
They might be, yeah. That sounds right.
We're going to go with...
We'll go with Land Down Under.
Man Down Under.
I'll give it to you. The song is called Down Under by Men at Work. Not Man at Work. Men at Work. So they recorded that. You're right, Seth. That is the melody. That little part is the part at the beginning. They thought it was. They thought it was, you know, basically in the public domain. Until like 30 years after the song came out, this company revealed that they owned it.
Surprise.
Yeah, and they were like, we're suing, and the judge was like, that's right, we're backing up the company here. And
it's like a Nirvana like, man.
Damn.
So Men at Work, Colin Hay, both the group and as an individual songwriter have made multiple versions of Down Under now that don't feature that.
Yeah, whatever.
And
that sucks.
Colin Hay
is like part stupid anyway.
Well, he claims it actually contributed to the death of his father, the stress of the lawsuit, as well as the flute player who originally played on the track.
I can't take it.
Yeah, so he's fuck that little melody. I wish we never put it in there.
Flute player?
Can we call it what it is? It's a flautist.
Yes, there you go. A flautist. Thank you, Jamie.
Flautist.
Yeah. Flouter.
All right, Jamie.
So those other versions are awesome, though. I would recommend checking those out. I mean, obviously, the original's a favorite. But
my goodness.
Yeah.
Colin Hay, or... I just called Jamie Colin A.
Colin A.
Jamie.
Colin B.
Right. A little from Colin A.
Jamie Carr. A little from Colin B. All right. What comedic actor's mother was a NASA engineer whose work ultimately helped the Apollo 13 crew return safely home?
Jesus.
You know this one?
I'm going to be killing this one this week, I guess.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I know this one.
I have no idea.
Can you read it one more time?
Yes.
Is it me, Adam Shannon?
Comedic.
Oh, mommy going up in a rocket.
Oh, mommy. Boo, boo, boo,
boo. Scooby Dee Boo. Yeah, mommy in a rocket.
Oh, I'm giggling like a schoolgirl.
Kyle is kidding.
Which comedic...
I'm never going to fuck you look ever again.
But why is she looking at the rest of us? Oh, dear. Which comedic actor's mother was a NASA engineer whose work ultimately helped the Apollo 13 crew return home safely?
Return home to Earth safely.
Oh, my God. How come
we come back in
all I can think of now is Adam Sandler singing... Ground control to Major Tom.
Seth, what is it?
Yeah, I know exactly who it is.
Is it?
Yep.
Adam?
It's Jack Black.
It's
Jack Black.
Jack Black wasn't an SNL.
That is an important detail right there. I don't think that Jack Black was an SNL cast member.
Say it again. Say the question again.
Which comedic actor's mother was a NASA engineer whose work ultimately helped the Apollo 13 crew return home safely?
Did we just invent SNL?
I thought SNL was a part of it.
Nope.
It's
weird.
Listen, okay. Mark Davis, Lee Brett Scheider.
I must have fucked it up. I'm sorry.
Kyle, yeah. Baby Brett. It's Jack Black.
All right, yeah. As long as SNL's not in there, then that's right, that was my only hesitation. We're going with you, Seth.
That is... correct.
All right. Good.
Wow. How do we both? Wow.
I think.
Wow.
Wow.
He never said it all season long.
Oh yeah, I know.
He never said it.
Yeah.
I waited the whole season to hear him say it.
I'm a variant. Wow.
Wow.
Okay. I don't know. That's very strange.
One of us must have said Saturday Night Live, and the other
maybe you heard NASA and heard
NASA or Adam Sandler and like put that.
Okay. Yeah. Jack Black. Interesting.
Interesting.
He is a very clever guy, so that does not surprise me.
Yeah.
Every time I come in the kitchen, you in the kitchen, eating up all the food, is a line from a movie called Friday.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
What year did it come out?
First of all, I hate to be this way.
Why?
But the actual line is...
Oh, no, go ahead. Yes.
Every time I'm in the kitchen, you're in the kitchen. In the goddamn refrigerator.
That's right.
Eating up all the food.
That's right. Yes.
All the pig's feet. All the hog maws. All the pig ears. Pigs running around with no ears. You got them all in your stomach. Give me a break. Uttered by John Witherspoon.
John Witherspoon. Yes.
R.I.P.
Big rip. What year?
Rest in power.
Early 90s.
I was thinking like 96.
Okay, yeah. I was thinking 94, 96 in that range. Maybe 93.
Mr. Parker!
93.
I wish Andrew Bernard was here. Can I phone a friend? He's sleeping.
It's funny. I was thinking about writing a Friday question on the way driving over to trivia tonight. I was thinking about... I can't remember the character's name. Where's... what's his name going to cry?
Oh, he's going to cry in the car.
He's going to cry in the car.
My mom.
No, it wasn't that character.
Red.
Yep, Red. That's right.
My grandmama gave me that chain.
That's right.
Early performance by Regina King. Thank you.
Oh, very nice.
Watchmen and several other things.
Mm-hmm. One Night in Miami.
Dude, she was around way before that. She was up on that 227 joint.
Oh,
that's
damn.
Right. She was. I forgot
Jack
all about
A.
that. Yeah.
JK, who's becoming more and more a staple of the show after mentioning her on Sister.
She was great on
Sister Squared.
That was in the bonus episode.
Become a Patreon listener. 95?
Split the difference.
Yeah. 95 sounds good.
Oh, 95. I'm trying to
Ice
think
Cube
of like
did a bunch of music on the soundtrack because he was like breaking away.
Did we go see this in the theater? Were we legal?
Not me. This was like
shut up, Lee.
Why?
Seth was legal for like 20 years before that.
Shut up, Jamie.
Sorry.
You're the quizmaster. What are you talking for anyway? You shut up.
Damn.
This guy.
Oof. Wow. So aggressive.
He feels bad. I don't know why the
quizmaster's talking. You're making trying
him
to sus.
You're making him feel old. I'm not the quizmaster.
This is his question.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You don't even know who the quizmaster is.
I'm so embarrassed. Oh, my gosh, Jamie. I'm sorry.
Damn. The man who can edit.
Damn.
He has the power of clearing all that out.
He's no, like, I'll leave this in.
Now everybody get quiet.
Reset.
All right, fresh intro. It's a little behind the scenes of how this works.
I'm sorry, Jamie.
Thank you. I'm sorry. Apology accepted.
Okay.
I will shut up.
90. Yeah, I mean.
95.
Yeah, you want to say 95?
Let's go 95. Yeah,
we're going to say 1995.
April 26th, 1995.
Yes!
All right.
Hell yeah, the quietest ding ding ding.
Well, I didn't know which one I was going for, man. Give me a break.
His nervous fingers.
I'll fix it in post. That's part of the fix and post. I always fix it in post.
Lee is just getting fresh hot beef.
Beef time.
Chicago style beef on Weck.
Okay.
Oh, sounds good.
That was a deep cut. Sorry.
Take me there.
Okay. Bedloe's Island. Located in the United States, was officially renamed in 1956 to what? Bedloe's Island, B-E-D-L-O-E, Bedloe's Island, located in the United States, was officially renamed in 1956 to what?
Bedloe's.
Not a lot to work with there.
Long Island?
No. Seth isn't like, oh, yeah, sorry. Just going to fucking knock this one down, too.
Ooh.
Go ahead.
Alcatraz.
I do not. What year was that, Mark?
1956.
Alcatraz opened before it probably was.
Yeah, it was opened a long time before that. It was Alcatraz for a long time. Long time before that.
What other islands do we have?
We have Kings Island.
Ellis Island. No, that goes way back.
No, that goes far back.
Way back.
3 Mile Island.
They name it 3 Mile Island because that's all that was left? It's 3 miles of it?
I think it was 3 miles before.
Oh, okay.
But that happened in the 70s, I believe.
Oh, right.
Let's see. Important islands in the United States.
Manhattan.
No. Obviously named by the Dutch. Once New Amsterdam.
New Amsterdam.
Bedloe Island.
Bedloe.
Paris Island, South Carolina, were the Marine Corps trains? No, I would be. It would have gone way back. It would have been Paris Island in the beginnings of the Marine Corps when they're like 200 years old.
Can I hear the question one more time?
Yeah, absolutely. The question is: Bedloe's Island, located in the U.S., was officially renamed in 1956 to what?
I know this.
You do?
Puerto Rico.
What?
I'm just kidding.
Oh, boy. Oh. Send in your letters, folks. Send in your letters. Bedloe's Island.
Cuba.
I thought Cuba first, but then I had to think, no, that's not in the U.S., Lee, but Puerto Rico is.
Catalina Wine Mixer? Catalina Island?
Yeah, I mean, maybe.
Catalina Island? Maybe this is no, I think that was probably question. Back in the 50s.
What if it's not an actual island? What if it's like a...
You got to think in the 1950s,
okay.
There was a proliferation.
Jamie, what? What if it's like a club or like a... Not a club, like a...
Like Fire Island?
Yeah, like a something, like a... I don't know, of... Like it was an old water park or some stuff, you know, it became like,
what was that?
Wet and Wild. Or
what was that? Isn't that the Bellevue Hospital in New York was on an island? Was it Blackwell's Island?
I have no
idea. These are like ones in New York. There's all kinds of little islands around New York City. Blackwell's Island, I think they had a prison there at one point. Maybe it's Rikers Island.
Ooh.
Maybe it's Rikers.
That's kind of like Alcatraz, but maybe newer.
Yeah. Rikers.
But I don't know if Rikers Island is a man-made island. It's almost like a giant barge almost.
Okay.
And, you know, and who knows if it existed back in the 50s. You know, I don't know.
Plus, talk about sounding Dutch. Riker sounds very Dutch.
We're going to have to come up with something.
Yeah. I mean,
Catalina.
My first thought, no, it's not Catalina. Yeah. My first thought was because of, you know, like 50s was the proliferation of a lot of theme parks, and Kings Island was the first thing that popped to mind.
Okay.
That's where I was going, like a park, like a theme park or a...
And maybe it's Kings Island, you know, up in Ohio where the theme park is. It's either that or Rikers Island or something like that.
It's not Coney.
Is there
no, it's not Coney Island.
Is there any worth in thinking about Alcatraz again? Maybe the prison was Alcatraz, but it was on blah, blah's island. Or
no, it was Alcatraz, like all the way back when Al Capone got put there in like the 30s. Mm. So it's always been Alcatraz.
All right.
I think
so. Kings Island.
Let's go with maybe Kings Island.
Yeah.
Want to try that? Kings Island. All right.
It's not Sanibel.
I don't think it's Sanibel.
All right. Oh, Sanibel.
No.
All right. Kings Island.
Sorry, that's incorrect. Love to hear you guys suss. I could listen all night.
Wonderful.
The correct answer is Liberty Island. Liberty Island, on which the wonderful Statue of Liberty stands.
Yeah.
In Jersey.
Mm.
Is it in Jersey?
Yep.
Oh, okay. That's
It's weirdly in the Jersey state border.
Right. That's right.
That's often associated with.
No, it's in between Staten Island and.
Isn't there a basketball team that happened to now, or a football team or something?
What's that?
They're the New York something, but they play in New Jersey.
There's several
the Brooklyn Nets.
Only two of the four teams play, or one of the four teams actually plays their home games in New York, and it's the soccer team, right? No, I can't remember. It's only one of the teams, though.
Shameful.
I think the Giants and the Jets both play in Jersey.
That's geographical appropriation, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Rude.
No, the Giants and the Jets do both play in New Jersey. That is correct. Mm-hmm. At what was the Meadowlands and is now MetLife. Yeah, MetLife Stadium.
I saw Guns N' Roses play there with my late friend Jimmy.
Wow.
And they were very, very good.
Wait, was this recent Guns N' Roses?
It was. It was when they started getting back together.
Chinese Democracy, right?
Yep.
Were you standing out in the November rain?
No.
Oh,
did they play
sometime
that?
Sometime in June or July. Okay. I believe they did.
Right on. All right. You guys, Seth, Mark, requested glue as a category.
Glue?
And that was me.
You didn't come to the trivia, so I figured I'd give it to you tonight. Here.
Like as in the adhesive substance.
Yeah. And, okay.
As in sniffing.
Oh, yes. All right. Okay.
I don't know. Maybe we're not doing an official rate my question segment, but if you guys want to rate this, I'm not sure about this question.
I'll throw you a rating.
Some feedback would be good. Mind. Gum arabic, latex, and library paste are all types of glue that have what common origin?
Trees.
One more again.
Trees.
Gum arabic, latex, and library paste are all types of adhesive that have what common origin?
They're plant-based.
I think
they're all plant-based.
It's made from like sap or a tree. Or a
gum arabic is from a tree.
A tree, right?
Yeah. Now, I'm not 100% sure about library based.
Look.
But
library books. Books are made of paper.
Paper from trees.
I think that's the best.
Should we say paper or plants?
Plant-based.
I mean, you'd have to argue that paper-based also means plant-based. You have to make that argument. You'd have to say that maybe it is.
If that's what it is.
Well, not all plants make paper.
But are you saying the glue is made of paper, Mark? What are you?
Yeah.
What?
Maybe it's
paper-mache. Glue out of paper? You put glue on the paper.
It's called paper-mache.
Maybe it's like one eating the other.
Nope.
We're going to say plant-based.
That is correct.
There we go.
Plant-based or natural, the answer.
Oh, my gosh.
What do you think? Is that a good glue question?
I'll give it an A.
You know? I would give that an A. Definitely.
I would give that
A. You can't. No. No, 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 no,
I would give that a Mr. Pibbs.
Oh, it's got to be. Well, it's got to be your own rating system. You have to come up with your own rating system.
Okay, then I give it 3.
Mark.
Excited motherfuckers.
Ooh, well,
that's Kyle's rating.
Oh, goddamn.
Well,
that's
this is an excited
and you can't
motherfucker,
give it,
though.
You can't
not
give
an angry
it,
motherfucker.
You can't give it a series of unborn
Anger's
fetuses
kind of
because
that,
that
was yours.
Yeah.
Well, what does Mark do?
He gives A, B, C.
He's the teacher, the professor, Mark Davis.
Well, I'm going to give that then a...
And I am professorial a little bit.
Yeah. A smiley face emoji, but not with the teeth showing.
Okay.
All right. Are the eyes open or the eyes closed?
The eyes are like half-masked because, you know, he's been laughing.
Your eyes have a half-boner.
I don't know that emoji. You're making up an emoji.
I might have made it up.
All right. Fair enough.
It's a J-moji.
J-moji rating system.
Okay.
Seth?
I give it, since nobody's ever used this, and I can't believe they haven't, 4.5 gold stars.
Oh.
Stars.
Yeah, just like stars. Strong ratings. We're keeping just that like one in the repo. Yeah.
I thought somebody did that.
Let's take a break.
I didn't.
Yeah.
Break.
Let's come back.
Nobody ever did.
Let's do some more questions.
Yeah. Smoke them if you got them.
Yeah.
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 Oh, I might be going up in a rocket.
Yeah.
Boo, 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 boo.
You remember I sent you that did you ever look over those questions and drive?
Mama.
I did, but I don't think that was the same thing that you sent me the screenshot of.
No, it was. It absolutely was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
it was. I glanced at it earlier.
Because
but, yeah.
The question, the Erebus was mm-hmm. on there.
Yeah.
And what is the number one wine or cork producing country in the world was on that same one.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I knew it.
Okay. So, yeah. Oh, really?
It was.
Oh, it we should have fucked with Mark a little bit longer on that one.
Yeah, I just didn't want to say it. I didn't want to be like, oh, you already wrote
well,
that
let's,
question.
Let's well, let's just, we're in it now. So let's just explain to Mark. So Seth was listening to last week's episode with Justin and Aaron, which is a few weeks back now, if you're listening to this, listeners. And the Aerobase question, Seth said, hey, check out this document that you sent me almost 3 years ago when I covered hosting trivia for you. And that question was on that list.
Huh.
But here's the other thing, Mark. So were other questions that you asked me for the banked episode. That I got wrong. I got several of them wrong.
Of course.
Even though I gave them to Seth.
Dude, of course. Mm-hmm. I don't remember any of this shit. It's so wild, man. Like, there will, you know, I've thought about just asking you straight up questions that you've asked me in one of our first episodes just to see how you fare. Cause I'm sure.
Yeah. 50% probably,
you'd probably not do well. I mean, in one ear out the other,
there's some that stay with you and then there's some that just go, you know what I mean?
Oh, for like, sure. Yeah.
If you definitely find it
interesting,
know,
especially it's mm-hmm. like, oh, okay. Like I'll remember this cause this is cool.
Yeah.
But then there's other stuff where it's just like, I don't fucking know what president did that. I want to say
I forgot
something.
That on purpose.
You know, I was just thinking because we were joking off mic about you just saying that Kyle Ann doesn't care about what it said around her. You know what really grinds my gears?
When guys do
can
that?
Can I get some beef time?
Sure.
Beef time.
Thank you,
this is not a beef with anybody it. Here or anything going on specifically okay. in this room. However,
this is an unofficial Beef Time segment, we should say. BeefTime@yahoo.com if you want to send in some
sure.
trivia-related beef.
Yeah, it's just beef that I have. Yeah. And it happens every once in a while when I'm handing out answer sheets. When I go to a table and I go, do you guys want to play trivia? And someone just goes, no, we're good. And no one else at the table, no one else at the table has a chance to answer.
Yeah.
And you see in their eyes sometimes. This like, well, I kind of want to play. Mm-hmm. But it's, you know, just someone who is just like, I'm making a decision for the table. Fuck that person.
What do? You don't give them an answer sheet? I always leave one.
Well, I'll say, does anybody else want to play?
Oh, okay.
And kind of like make them like feel stupid. But it's like, why do you just think that your opinion about what you do and don't want to do trumps anyone else at this table?
Cult leader, man. That's a cult leader.
99% men and 99% like probably their partner's lives are miserable.
All right.
And you're just like automatically like, because they're just like making decisions for everyone. It's like,
yeah,
just calm down. Like all you have to do is go, well, I don't want to, does anybody else want to play? But instead it's just like, no, we're good. It's right. like, Why are you like this?
Well, then a lot of times they don't even let you, like, watching you third person, you know?
Right.
Like, they don't even let you finish your statement. They're like, hey, do you guys want to? No, we're good. It's like you're trying to sell some shit, like it's Amway or something.
Yeah, and I can get that, you know? That's their prerogative. But I always, what I do is I say, well, I'm just going to leave this here just in case you feel like you know some of the answers. I don't want you to regret not getting an answer sheet, so you don't have to use it. And I just set it to the side. And I would say, like, probably about a third of the time they will end up playing, and about two thirds of the time, you know, they just leave it. And then I don't give them an answer sheet for the next round, move on. But yeah, I definitely get your beef.
Yeah,
it's that.
Yeah. It's just an annoying personality trait, period. Don't be that person. If you find yourself speaking for other people around you, don't be that person.
So, Lee, what I think Mark is trying to say is...
I was just going to say, I can't imagine that somebody is listening to this that would turn down a trivia answer sheet. You know what I mean?
I doubt it.
I mean, even that, Jamie, is a poor example, because it's like, I think... is not being concrete to just automatically just say, no, we're good. Yeah. It's like, I don't know. It's just strange.
We've all trivia'd up here. We're good.
All right, Lee, I'm glad I got that off my chest.
No problem.
So you're saying you don't like people that are self-appointed mouthpieces for everyone all of a sudden.
Were you offended that I said you don't get nauseous or care about what people say around you? She doesn't care.
She's crying right now. I saw her cry.
She's got other things to worry about, right?
I saw her cry.
The Twilight Zone is our next category.
Oh, I thought you were doing something.
Sweet.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, Rod Serling was an answer tonight.
Yes, it was.
Yep. We had a famous narrator's audio round. You guys got
9 out of 10.
Nine?
No.
I think you got 10 out of 10.
No. We did not get Keith David.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It killed us too.
Oh, I think the bar team got that.
That's the 1 point.
Or no.
That was the 1 point.
Damn it.
Nope. The 1 point was the Jasper John's flag question, which you've asked me about, I think, on the podcast. So I was very surprised to see that you guys didn't get that.
That's right.
All right. The Twilight Zone. In the Twilight Zone's classic episode, It's a Good Life. You guys know that one?
Mm-mm.
It's the one where the...
Give it to me!
You know this one?
I know it.
Okay.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Seth is on fire tonight. In the Twilight Zone's classic episode, It's a Good Life. You want to explain the premise, basic premise?
It's such a fucking incredible episode.
Yeah.
All right, so in It's a Good Life, there's a town somewhere in the middle of America. You somewhere. Just hear Rod Serling saying it.
Somewhere
where a young boy.
America. Anthony Fremont.
Whenever he thinks something, he can read the minds of the people around him. And whenever he thinks something, it will come into being.
Yes.
His thing is, I'm going to put them in the cornfield, which means he's going to kill people. He's going to send those people just by thinking it into the cornfield. But the people around him are terrified of thinking bad thoughts around him, because he'll look at them and say, you're thinking bad things about me, and he'll send them to the cornfield. Right. Or at the end of the show, he turns a man into a jack in the box. Exactly,
Jamie. I remember this.
We are kindred spirits.
Dude, that one.
It's such a good fucking...
That was the answer to the question.
Yes, it was. Jack in the Box is correct.
Yes!
Jack in the Box is correct. Very good, Seth.
Sorry, guys.
And see, it's such a prime example of how you can make stuff scary or suspenseful, and you don't even need to show anything.
It's just the shadow on the wall.
Because all you see is the shadow.
You see the pointy hat on the guy, and then you see the shadow on the wall of his head.
I'm getting chills just like... hearing you talk about it.
And the kid's voice is awful. Well, it's like, you're thinking bad thoughts.
And you know who's in it? You know who fucking is in it?
Ooh.
Chloris motherfucking Leachman.
Oh.
Beautiful young Chloris Leachman.
What a weird reveal. Chloris Leachman.
Chloris MFing Leachman.
Listen to me. You know who's fucking in it?
I'm sorry, I get excited about those things.
Rest in power.
Leachman. Leachman. I don't know. I get excited about that.
Great job, Seth.
Thank you.
Well done.
Jesus.
Dude. Oh, let me just read the question just so you can hear it.
Go for it. Okay.
The question was, in the Twilight Zone's classic episode, It's a Good Life, when Dan calls 6-year-old Anthony Fremont a murderer and a monster, child transforms him into what?
Yep.
Dude.
And my backup question was to be, where does he send them?
Oh, yeah.
Into the cornfield. Yep, you would have gotten either of those.
Yeah. Okay.
Love that for Twilight Zone, man.
God, absolutely. So good.
Yeah. Twister.
Mm-hmm. Twister.
Twister was not selling well until Johnny Carson played it with what actress on The Tonight Show in 1966?
I thought you were talking about the movie.
I got so excited because that summer when Twister came out, the movie, Mark Davis and I, in our youth, drove my Ford Escort that you only knew how fast you were going because it made a smell over 50 miles per hour and had a different colored hood than the rest smell of the car. Harder.
That's like those old-fashioned ancient clocks that had cinnamon in them to tell you what time of day it was.
Seriously,
like,
once I got to 50, got my speedometer did not work, and I could judge by the intensity of the smell how fast I was going. Mark and I must have seen that movie at...
Officer, I was smelling burnt popcorn. There's Crossing. No way I was going that fast.
We must have seen it like six times because there was like nothing else to do.
Very sick.
Oh, dude.
Could it be Cloris Leachman?
Wouldn't that be serendipitous?
Playing Twister with Johnny Carson?
No, it's got to be somebody kind of like hotsy-totsy. Yeah, you know, like
Angie Dickinson.
Carol Burnett.
No, it's got to be like a sex symbol, kind of a 60s.
Johnny Carson? You're 66? Let me see. Could have been like Goldie Hawn. No, that would have been a little later.
Goldie Hawn.
No. She would have been like early 70s because of Laugh-In. And they were on, I think it was a different network, too.
What was that comedian with the voice? She had a...
Oh, Phyllis Diller?
Phyllis Diller, yeah.
I do not see Phyllis Diller playing Twister.
She was on that show a lot, though.
Oh, she was, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, she was a regular, but...
she was probably a little more fragile. She was kind of fragile looking. Who was... Who
that
else
would
was
make it funny.
You said it was a comedian, right?
That's what would make it funny.
No, I think you said an actress.
You didn't just actress. An actress? Just an actress. Okay, so Angie, I mean... I would like to play Twister with Angie Dickinson now. Is she still alive? I'm not sure.
She's also
can we just
very
dig
fragile.
Up her corpse?
Guys, I'm uncomfortable. I'm real uncomfortable.
Let's do the twist.
Yeah, was it Chubby Twister?
No. No.
I doubt it.
What about like a...
I was looking at this thing. What is it? Indonesia? Where they have this thing where they dig up
bitches.
People that Esquiza. Are dead. And dead, you know, I'm smelling like Indonesia.
There we go.
Bust up full of fly bitches and skeezes. I would have gotten there eventually. Oh, they dig up old people and party with them. Like once
oh,
a
yeah.
year.
Yes.
Oh my god.
They put cigarettes in their mouths.
It's
like Weekend at Bernie's.
Do that, please. Please do that.
Weekend
do that with you?
Yeah.
No offense.
Weekend at Bernie's.
Dig me up.
That's great.
Do you want to be buried?
Yeah, sure. I don't know.
I don't.
You just want to be burned
Turn me
up.
Into a fucking tree. Do anything you want with me. I don't care.
Can we throw you off the Matt Lachey Bridge?
Dude, I saw a thing honestly, where you can have your ashes put in a firework and they go.
What color would it be?
You know they'd fuck it up,
blue, because that's the most expensive.
Oh, okay, there you go.
I'm still feeling Phyllis Diller.
No, it's
I want you to scatter
what about
me.
What about a young Jane Fonda?
I want you Barbarella. To scatter me, but after putting me through a wood chipper.
Fargo style, yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. What Different about like a right, what about like a Lola Brigida?
Oh,
or a Sophia Loren,
or a Raquel Welch,
or Sophia Raquel Loren. Welch.
Oh, Sophia, you want to play Twister?
It's not her.
I'm a playing Twister.
What's this card on my forehead? I have
crazy
a boner.
Stuff, Ed. Hi-yo, you are correct, sir.
How about Barbara Stanwyck? No, I'm kidding. It wouldn't be.
Sophia Loren
really by that time.
Betty Davis.
Betty White.
Yeah, Betty
She's
White.
She's been around. She's I mean, not like that.
Come on, guys. Like give me an actress.
I'm God. Raquel Welch.
I like a Raquel Welch.
Raquel Welch,
somebody
that's
sexy.
Around the time.
You could,
I like that this boosted the sales.
Totally picture Johnny Carson's slightly lascivious self, like, looking deadpan at the camera and then, like,
the eyebrows.
Like, the eyebrows and yeah. Like, the wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
I say Raquel Welch.
All right, I'll go with it.
That's incorrect.
Damn it.
Does Kyle know it? Or did you look it up?
I did not look it up.
So it's incorrect also. Oh. Ava Gabor. Oh. Ava Gabor.
That would do
the
it.
The original question when I asked it at my trivia was Ava Gabor and Johnny Carson played what game in 1966 boosting his popularity.
Okay.
But I wanted to switch it up a little bit on you guys, make it a little harder.
Sure.
Ava Gabor.
Okay, mm-hmm. Seth. Mm-hmm.
I like that Anne Margaret answer though. That was good. That was a good guess. Yeah. Ugh. And hot at the time, and perfect answer. Yeah.
Seth.
Oh, so great. She's doing great. Who wasn't fucking Elvis at that point?
Mm.
I'm fucking Elvis.
Phyllis Diller.
No, she probably was.
Okay. A phobia of the dark is called what?
I'm going to abstain from this one because I was at the trivia you hosted for Mark.
Oh, that's right. You were there.
And it kicked my ass. And
you asked me this question, too.
I did?
When you went through the question.
And I will say night that Seth subbed for Mark was one of the hardest nights of trivia I've ever played. And this was one of, like, two questions I got right in that round.
Wow.
I forgot.
So you got this right already.
I did.
Well, that's a fair question, then.
All right. Well, I'll just, you want to know?
I do want to know. Yeah, it's you could ask another question.
It's stuff, nyctophobia.
Yeah,
I was thinking noctophobia. I was trying to remember, like, but German, like glass,
like crystal knocked and glass knocked. Yeah, that's where I went from it. But then I remembered that it was like slightly off from that. So I was like, nicked. I'll put that. It won't work. But I did. I got
it right. Ding, ding, ding us. Well, I think.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, really, that's.
There you go.
Yeah.
Nyctophobia.
Okay.
Wow. I can give you another one.
Do it.
I don't know if this was... No, this was on another episode. I'm looking back
at
older ones. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Should we have Jamie go first?
Yeah, have Jamie go first.
All right, I'll go. Jason Sudeikis, his uncle is also an actor who actually appeared on all 275 episodes of the classic sitcom Cheers. What's his uncle's name and what character did he play?
He played Norm.
And his name is George Wendt?
His name is George Wendt.
Really?
Yes.
Jason Sudeikis' uncle?
Yes.
What? We're going to say George Wendt, who played Norm.
Seth is en fuego this evening.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Yes.
When I looked back to celebrate with him, he was already looking back down at his phone.
Seth cares not for celebration. He's like, big deal. This trivia doesn't... Not amused.
And before anybody gives me shit, I know nonplussed didn't originally mean that, but it does now, so you may as well suck my dick, I guess.
Wait, what? What did you say nonplussed about?
Because he was non-reactionary.
Oh, my God.
I mean, he's nonplussed. He's not impressed by it. And
that's not what nonplussed originally meant, I don't think.
I thought nonplussed meant, like, unaffected.
No.
Like, you're not...
It sounds impressed. Like it, but I think it originally had another meaning.
Isn't that interesting that that's his uncle?
That is interesting.
That's a good family connection. Good trivia.
I think they're both from Missouri.
I don't know. I just thought it was like such a funny connection that, like,
yeah,
you know, he said that's how he got the idea to go ahead and pursue acting and comedy as a.
Yeah, I think they're both from Missouri, and they got career. Their starts
because he's like, if my uncle can do it, I can do it.
Yeah,
if my uncle can do it, right? I sure as fuck can do it.
Right?
Yeah.
No, nonplus began life. In the earliest example in the Oxford English Dictionary, it's from a 1582 treatise English Jesuit priest Robert Parsons.
Oh, yeah, Bobby Parsons.
Being now brought to a nonplus in arguing.
For show.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, shizzle.
Nice.
It's a little bit before 1984 Animal Farm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Little Jesuits, man. They knew how to party.
I don't know if it was an Animal Farm.
They knew how to... Raise the ire of the Protestant elite.
And educate.
Yes. You want my question?
What are you guys talking about?
Okay.
Jesuits.
Zuits.
With the liquid U.
Gilligan's Island.
Sorry.
Debuted on September 26, 1964. And ran for 3 seasons on what network?
Boo, boo, boo.
This is CNN.
Yes. Because that hayseed in Atlanta came up with a really good idea in 1964 to have a 24-hour news channel.
Well, it's part of
half of Montana.
That was a spinoff of Anthony Bourdain's Parts Unknown, right?
Yeah, Gilligan's Island. Yes, of course, yes.
Today we're eating with a fine crew of people.
They were eating with a bamboo spoon.
And the skipper.
Driving bamboo cars.
Look, everybody's eating coconut cream pie constantly.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you
a coconut cream pie. We made a movie theater fueled by a simple bicycle.
I don't know why I thought this episode could still be short with the four of us.
No way. Come on, man.
Yeah, Jamie is the problem, Seth. That's it.
I retreat right back into my phone. I'm
Ladies
sorry.
And gentlemen in the audience, this is the second time I've been falsely accused of some bullshit this evening. I will leave. I will straight up
go. No, listen, no. It's a four-person thing.
Can we talk about the answer? So we have ABC, NBC, I CBS. Think it's CBS. Could it be something else that's weird? Could it be like TNT or something?
I don't know. Because back then they only had three networks. Yep. There was ABC, CBS, and NBC. That was it.
CBS was the first thought that came into my mind as well.
I don't know why, but I do think it's CBS.
I mean, it's basically a fucking 33% chance, right?
Yep.
CBS?
They needed an early win.
ABC?
NBC's got a legacy.
ABC is such a dark horse here, and I kind of like that. But if y'all feel good about CBS, we can do it. We're going to say CBS.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
At the end of every episode, when you watched it in the credits, there was the big giant eye that looked down at you. That was the CBS eye.
Beautiful. Good job, guys. Uh-huh.
Nice. Nice.
Okay.
Fantastic.
It's almost a multiple choice question, the way Jamie put it.
You only got three.
Well, that's why I said a 33% chance.
Oh, yeah. It's a good one.
Well, you got to know that. I mean, you got to have some prior knowledge.
Yes, you do. Absolutely. Right.
That Fox only came around in the 80s.
Until the 80s. That's correct.
You know?
Yeah.
Until then, it was just three
networks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Leland?
Legendary guitarists. My next question for you. Known for having written the blues standard, The Sky Is Crying, what Mississippi-born blues guitarist in 1992 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee was known as the king of slide guitar?
You want me to just go ahead and say it?
Sure.
Okay. Wow.
Elmore James?
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Elmore James.
That's right. That's right. Now, Seth, I think I knew you'd probably get that one right, honestly, but this is one that I asked at Trivia this week, and nobody got it right. Wow. Nobody in the entire room. Elmore James, Stevie Ray Vaughan covered This Guy Is Crying. But yeah, he's a 1992 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee. He is the guy that I think we might have mentioned this on the podcast before. Correct me if I'm wrong, but Fleetwood Mac on their album Mr. Wonderful, they start four separate songs with the same exact riff that they ripped off of Elmore James. It goes a little something like this. And they have four different songs on that album that start exactly like that, which they got from him. So just based on the fact that nobody got that at Trivia this week, I thought we should mention that.
He's really famous for a song called Dust My Broom.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking killer.
Yeah. That's once I found that the Fleetwood Mac connection, I went down a rabbit hole listening to Elmore James. And maybe I texted you about it.
No, you never texted me about it.
We had a conversation about him at one point.
About Elmore James?
I think so.
Did we? Okay, maybe we did. I don't remember.
Here's the last question of the second round.
Please.
Nomex is frequently worn in which sport? Nomex, Nomex.
It's frequently worn.
Nomex.
In which
Pemex sport? Is Petrol Mexico, but that's not an item of clothing.
This is a group that is against...
What's that stuff called that the foosball players put under their, the football? Schmear? The schmear.
I think it's called schmear.
No, that's what you put on a bagel.
Yes, that is a schmear.
It is frequently worn. It isn't. It's an apparel.
Say apparel.
Yeah, he didn't. Like, for instance, I'm thinking to myself, like a highbly player uses a giant. It looks like a big crescent, and it's called a couple or cesta. It's called a cesta. Yeah, C-E-S-T-A.
But he said worn, right?
And that's worn.
Is it?
Yes,
no, that's worn. Brandished.
Yes, it is. Is it strapped onto you?
It is. Yes, it's attached onto their arm. It is. I know this.
Yeah, I would say if you have to hold it the entire time, it's not worn. But if you can rest with it,
yeah,
you know.
Can you repeat it one more time? I'm sorry, Mark.
Nomex is frequently worn in which sport?
I have no idea.
I don't either.
I'm thinking it's not apparel.
I'm thinking it's something like, tape that they wear for strained muscles, sometimes runners, or the schmear under the football players. I'm trying to think outside
swimming,
the box.
Maybe something like that, like a
grease. Like,
yeah, some kind of, keep you lubed up in the water.
Yeah. Goose fat.
Is that what they use?
Yeah, back in the day, they used to rub themselves down with goose fat.
Wow.
The shit that occupies my mind.
Maybe it is that stuff that they smear underneath their eyes.
Because what's that called?
But is that only used in one sport?
No, actually, yeah. I've seen it used in baseball.
Baseball? It's to cut the glare or something,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. Like, yeah, that's right.
You got sweaty cheeks.
You saw Bo Jackson wear it sometimes.
Sweaty cheeks. That's my drag cheeks. Name. Sweaty cheeks.
There's Nomex. What is Mex?
Short for something.
I don't know.
Did you spell Nomex, Mark?
N-O-M-E-X.
That's it.
Yeah.
Okay. Let the record state, though, that I did not ask him more than 3 times to spell it. I know the rules.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good for you.
Whoa.
Highlight? I mean, I guess.
It doesn't sound like highlight. Yeah. No, it's not. It's not bad. Let's go through sports that you wear things in.
All right. Should we fall back on the cricket rule, which is generally anytime Mark asks a sports question that my group doesn't know, we answer cricket. And once out of every 10 questions, we're right. I don't know.
I can't think of any other right now. And he does. You're right. He does ask a lot of cricket questions.
What if it's
questions.
Something like street luge or something, you know, like a protective layer.
Some sort of X-Sport, X-Game. Mm-hmm.
Street luge.
It's worn.
I just like saying street luge.
You would need some kind of...
I don't know. I'm sorry.
I don't know
either. I can't think of anything.
Can we go... I don't even remember. He's asking for what sport?
Yep.
I'll say water polo.
Water polo? More than swimming?
I mean...
Swimming, I feel, is just like more basic. I mean,
maybe it's wrestling. I don't know. He's asked wrestling questions before.
Yeah.
Maybe that's like the name for the
headgear or something.
I don't know.
Oh.
But again, like, okay, so kickboxing, you'd probably use something similar, you know? It needs to be a sport that has a unique feature that requires
judo.
I don't know why I'm thinking swimming. Like it's like archery. Some kind of like Vaseline or
something, know. Some sort of,
you know, archery. They have a million different things that they put on, like wrist guards and crap like that. You know, there's a ton of stuff that they wear as they go out to like compete. I learned that in the last Olympics.
You're right.
But I don't know if any one of them is called a Nomex.
There's some logic behind it, at least.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff that they wear. You want to go with archery?
Yeah, for lack of a better.
Let's go, because we could be sussing this all night.
Archery.
Sorry, that's incorrect.
Of course.
I feel like you started getting kind of close. Suits constructed of Nomex and or other fire retardant materials, along with Nomex gloves, long underwear, balaclavas, socks, helmet lining, and shoes to protect them in the event of a fire. Race car drivers wear driving suits made out of Nomex, a fire retardant material.
Okay. Good question. Wow.
Thank you. Sometimes you have the sound where it sounds like you're going to say, good question. And I was getting the sound. I wasn't getting the good question. I was getting a little worried, but you pulled through.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah. All right. That's the second round.
That's it.
Ding, ding. Take a quick break. Give each other a little healthy pat on the buns and come back for a third round of trivia.
Ooh.
Are we back?
Yep. We are back.
There.
We are back.
There it
back,
is.
Back, back, back.
I'm relieved.
Back. Been waiting for this moment.
Final round. Jamie.
All right, here I go. This moment. All right. What famous rocker's daughter won a silver medal in equestrian events at the Tokyo Olympics last month? I'll repeat. What famous rocker's daughter won a silver medal in equestrian events at the Tokyo Olympics last month? Well, let me be specific. Wow. That would have been, what, July?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we don't know when this episode is actually.
It was Liv Tyler, wasn't it?
Yeah. So forget the last one.
When he said Rockstar's daughter, my thought went to Liv Tyler, too. We did just watch
my
Fellowship
thoughts often
recently.
Go to Liv Tyler.
Mm.
God, she's gorgeous. Do you know this?
I heard it.
Jesus Christ.
This guy. I love it.
This motherfucker.
I heard it.
You know what Seth won't be saying this time? He won't be saying this.
Surely should have known that.
You have not needed that once.
So great.
But I don't remember it.
Yeah.
Oh, but I heard it.
Oh, no, we will be using that drop then.
If, no, no, no. If you give me a minute, it'll.
We'll
I can,
give you a minute.
I can. I can churn my brain. Yeah.
I don't know if you noticed, but I did have a little theme going here tonight. Famous relatives.
Yeah, I was just going to say that George went. Yes.
I just got on a bent and I was like, whoa.
That's fair. Yeah, that's good.
I like a little theme. Can I hear it one more time?
Yeah. What famous rocker's daughter won a silver medal in equestrian events at the Tokyo Olympics?
Equestrian events.
Slash?
No.
Axel?
No.
Liv Tyler?
No, it's not.
Steven Tyler, I mean, that would be the answer that we're looking for.
Joe Perry.
It's the Nelson twins. They had a daughter together.
Ew.
I can't remember. When you're you need to get that ready. You need to get that drop ready. Yeah, because I remember I remember hearing this and watching.
I want to get it right. I want you to get it right. I don't know. But
famous rocker.
Mm-hmm.
Daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Equestrian.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like Ronnie Rogers. Wood or not Ronnie Wood or Keith Richards or
Randy.
It's
Rhodes.
Like that caliber.
Oh, Keith Richards.
Not Keith Richards, no. Though. No, I saw it. I remember seeing her win and they were like, oh, her famous father.
Could it be Sir Paul?
No.
I mean,
no.
You got to think that their daughter would have to be like someone for young. Equestrian and Olympics, probably in their 20s.
Yeah. Yeah. In their 20s to 30s.
Gene Simmons.
No.
Ace Frehley.
Excuse
you.
Me.
Blessings.
No, it's not Ace Frehley. If we said it, I'd know it.
Steve Perry.
Not Steve Perry.
Rick Ocasek.
No.
Scott Stapp.
Rivers Cuomo.
No.
Robert Trujillo.
He's a rocker. Yeah, Robert Trujillo.
Lars Ulrich.
I'm sorry, man.
James Hetfield.
Brian Johnson.
They haven't said it. I know that.
Axl no. Rose.
No, they haven't said it.
Brian Wilson.
And it's, let me think.
Ann Wilson. Ringo Starr.
I think it was a guy. I think it was somebody from a hair band. No. No,
Nikki Sixx.
No, it's not from a
hair band. Mick Mars.
CeCe DeVille.
I don't know. I don't. I,
was it a member
we'll
of
be here all
Poison.
Night.
David Lee Roth.
Tommy Lee.
No, it wasn't Tommy Lee. Just go ahead and tell us. I don't know
Scott
who it
Weiland.
Is. It's not Scott Weiland.
Kurt Cobain.
I have a feeling like
Francis
it's
being on the horse.
Was it Richie Sambora? No.
Is it Richie Sambora?
No.
From Bon Jovi?
John Bon Jovi. John Bon Jovi.
Giovi.
Richie Sambora.
G.G. Allen.
Yeah. Nuno Betancourt. Gary
Shandling.
Gary Shandling.
Oh, just
Wolfgang,
tell me, because it's going to kill me.
Wolfgang Van
I don't know
Halen.
What is it?
David Lee Roth.
Yes, I give up.
The famous father is Bruce Springsteen.
Bruce Springsteen.
His daughter.
I totally should have known that.
His daughter, Jennifer Springsteen. Won a silver medal in Tokyo.
That's
for
right.
Equestrian events.
The boss's daughter.
Yep.
Damn, the boss's.
Wow.
Sorry, guys. It's sorry, okay. I couldn't.
That's
if
fascinating.
You'd
totally
said
Bruce should have known that.
I would have known it. I would have been like, that's it.
I don't think I heard about that, but that's interesting. Another, yeah, good famous
another Springsteen
question.
Has been Bruce'd.
Okay.
Which way are we going here? I couldn't help but think, though, when you said David Lee Roth, if his daughter was an equestrian, she would make the horses...
Jump.
Wrong. I do want to say that
I'm sorry.
I had a customer call this morning who is not able to get on their online banking.
Oh no.
And her name is Anne. And I took care of, you know, getting her signed up. And she's like, oh, what a great start today. And I said, I guess you could say that's one small step for man, one giant leap for Anne kind.
Oh my God.
Oh, did she get it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Probably high fived myself.
Okay. Oh, nice. Did she give you a 5-star rating afterwards?
Hopefully, she gave me a 10.
Oh, 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
They do things a little differently over there.
I think I got a good one.
We do things a little wild.
A little. I think I got a good one here. This Hobo's Anthem, first recorded in 1928 by Harry Harry McClintock. The folk song depicts a cocaine. Cocaine.
So immature.
C-O-C-A-Y-N-E. A cocaine is a land of plenty in medieval myth, a place where physical comforts and pleasures always.
Where are we going with this? What's going on here?
A hobo tune.
Listen, this Hobo's Anthem was first recorded in 1928 by Harry McClintock. And in this folk song, the lyrics depict a cocaine. A cocaine is a land of plenty in medieval myth, a place where physical comforts and pleasures are always immediately at hand. What's the song?
Ba with the ba, the bang, the bang,
jump the boogie. I did it all for the nookie.
No. What about this land is your land?
This land is my land.
I mean, Hobo Anthem, that sounds like a Hobo Anthem. Like you're riding the trains.
Way down upon the Swanee River.
No, you don't want to go there.
Mm-mm. No,
there's a verse that's very, very, very questionable.
Yeah, the state of Florida, that's the official state song, and they had a whole new contest to write a new song, and then they decided, we're just going to keep both. Like, what? You were going to replace the
actually,
other one?
One of them is the state song. That would be Old Folks at Home, which is Way Down Upon the Swanee River, written by, of course, Stephen Foster.
Mm-hmm.
Doorbell plays a bar of Stephen Foster. Her sister never looked left. Look what it'll cost her.
The other one was actually they made a contest where you submitted your songs in order for them to be voted upon by some group in state government to make it the state anthem, not the song. Mm. There's a line of demarcation between state song.
A loophole there.
The name of that song is called "Where the Sawgrass Meets the Sky."
That's right,
and it is a horrifically stupid song.
Oh, really? I remember reading it and thinking, like, this is a better song. Actually,
this is really bad.
This is
anything that doesn't use racial epithets is probably a better
Governor
song.
Governor DeSantis says this is the anthem. Throw all your hands up.
Well, what do you also think? If you ever learn the real original,
I think we're never
going to
get to an answer.
Straw,
oh yeah!
Holy shit!
Yep.
Really?
Tons
holy
of
holy shit!
Tons of racism in these old.
Oh my
songs.
God!
The ice cream just to let you know that song. Stephen Foster was in fact an abolitionist. So he might have written these things in the songs that sound bad today. At the time, they were acceptable. You
like
know.
If there was, say, a Lyrics to Go podcast in ye
yeah,
old
maybe
times.
You could tackle it.
An old photograph cone where they were going over lyrics.
Mark, let's bust out the Victrola for the next episode.
All right, let's look.
Okay, you're crackling. Hobo Anthem.
You got to do the whole thing in a transatlantic accent. Good evening.
Hello. Thank you for tuning in to Lyrics to Go.
A Hobo Anthem.
This just in.
This land is
well,
your
now
land.
Break for a advertisement. Advertisement.
No, because that's Woody Guthrie, right?
He did, yeah, I think he did write that.
Is he a hobo?
No.
But he's not Harry McClintock, is that
what he said? Harry McClintock.
Harry McClintock.
Harry McClintock and his cocaine. He was snorting cocaine.
You said this was like a cocaine was like a landform.
A cocaine is it is a land of plenty in medieval myth.
Like Nirvana.
Yeah. Like Nirvana, yeah.
Land I come from the honey. Land of plenty. I come from the land down under where women blow and men plunder.
And ladies and gentlemen, that's called full circle.
Cause he says I come from the land of plenty. It's gotta be Australia.
No.
Can I just say that this song was written in 1928?
And not about
first
Australia. It's a hobo anthem, bro.
A lot of people don't know this, but Colin Hay is a vampire.
I didn't know that. Mark is exhausted.
Oh, yeah. Please come here and kill me.
His eyes are swollen.
I said, can I bite your neck?
Then have a Vegemite sandwich.
Need to drink some blood so I can live.
16 tons.
What do you get?
Another day older and
a song about
day.
A land of plenty. Mm-hmm.
Land of Confusion by Genesis.
In medieval myth.
I have no serious answer. This land is your land. That was Woody Guthrie, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if he just did it. he just covered it or if he wrote it.
Yeah, that's
a land of so about a song about
the Redwood like, Forest, the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me.
But that's just like the land was made for us, not saying that it would like provide for us.
Where would hobos want to go? Like
all over. All over the place.
Ooh, idea for a website, hobos with GoPros. Give a bunch of GoPros to hobos and let them live their life.
Oh, call them HoPros.
Brought to you by the same people that brought you bum fights.
HoPros is a whole nother
hobos
business.
Aren't bums.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Hobos are travelers.
By choice.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Like nomads, if you will.
Yeah.
Hobo with GoPro. That's good.
It's like a travel series. All right. Taking my money.
What do they call a land of plenty?
The promised land.
I feel like there's a word for
Kumbaya.
No.
Easy Street.
You know, where there's
train hopping.
Bountiful harvests.
Yeah.
Good morning, America.
Xanadu.
Don't you know me? I'm your native
Xanadu son. Xanadu by Rush.
Or by Olivia Newton-John.
Oh, my God. There's a movie.
A hobo's anthem.
Xanadu.
Xanadu.
Every time I hear it, it makes me want to
put on my roller
feel
skates
the wind on my back.
Put on my roller skates and
skate around.
Tell a vaguely mythical story mirroring Greek stories of old days.
Eat beans out of a can.
Not even heat them up.
The perfect temperature always.
Room temperature.
Room temperature.
Yeah, like an old country song, maybe. Think like old country, like
cornucopia.
Are you just saying words?
Yes, I'm sus, man. I've got nothing.
He's free associating. Is there like a
Jamie? Yes. An old country song they'd sing around like a campfire.
Old country. Oh,
you know what I mean?
Oh. What's that one? Oh, give me a home
where the buffalo roam and the skies are not cloudy all day. Home on the range?
Home on the range.
Where the deer and the antelope play.
Deer and the antelope play.
I don't know if it's a hobo anthem, but I mean it's closer.
Yeah, home sure. on the range.
We'll say home on the range.
That is a goddamn good guess, but it's wrong.
Shit.
Buffalo gals?
Where the birds and the bees and the cigarette trees and the lemonade springs with the
Big Rock Candy Mountain.
Big Rock Candy Mountain.
Big Rock Candy Mountain.
I'd never heard that song before in my life.
You've never heard
Big Rock Candy Mountain? It's on the Oh Brother, We're Out Thou soundtrack.
Oh, that I've heard that song once when I saw that movie.
Oh.
In the Big Rock Candy Mountain where people wear no socks.
Bright, where the handouts grow on bushes.
And that's a negatory, good buddy.
Okay. You've never heard it either?
I mean, I saw that movie one time.
Yep. Oh. If you do get a chance, listen to Big Rock Candy Mountain. It's a fantastic song. It's a really, really good song.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of good words about a land that doesn't exist where the hens lay soft boiled eggs.
On the next episode of Lyrics to Go, Big Rock Candy Mountain. Drug reference? I'm not sure.
Well, we have to go over songs with bad lyrics. Big Rock Candy Mountain has good lyrics.
Well, unless you're talking about smoking the Rock Candy Mountain. Now there's a humdinger.
Back in those days, we referred to rocks as rock cocaine.
Oh, my God. Mark just got so angry, he threw his phone at a pregnant woman.
Oh, my God.
Shame on you.
Sorry, Kyle.
She didn't even flinch. She's such a badass.
Nonplussed.
Nonplussed.
She's so mad at me, she's baffled.
The new interpretation.
She's
not
double
the
nonplussed.
I have a question that I want to ask, but it's too easy, but it's an interesting fact.
Just let it go, man. They ain't all got to be
Should
difficult.
I just come up with, well, it's the lost question.
The lost.
This question's lost.
It was a lost.
I
would go out for Sunday roast and find a lost roast.
It's just too easy. I can't do it. I don't know.
I love it.
All right, is your last question.
We're a little punchy, I think.
From me. American Minerva was the first daily newspaper in what American city?
This is obviously not
so you
the
had
easy
a
one.
Fascinating look. Question, and yeah. This is what we got now. Okay.
Here's my theory. I hear first American City. I think Boston almost every time.
Yeah.
I mean, my head goes to Boston because it's like one of the oldest. Franklin. Everybody that built the country came from Boston, yep. Pretty much. Like, that's where it all comes down.
Well, wasn't your Ben Franklin cities. From Philly, though? Didn't he?
Yeah. Philadelphia is an extraordinary old city.
He was like a very prolific writer.
You're right. You're right. He did, I believe, have a newspaper.
Several.
But Paul a Richards. Lot of people had newspapers.
Yeah, but I mean, Ben Affleck. I almost said Ben
Affleck. Ben Affleck? Ben Affleck had a paper as well.
Ben Franklin.
Printed the first copies of American Minerva.
Ben Franklin was ben printing
not
and publishing his own
J-Lo.
Stuff. Ben Franklin was writing letters into other magazines. He was writing essays called Fart Proudly.
The Fart Proudly essay.
Yep. Yeah, he was so good. I mean, Philly to me is...
That is an older city in the United States.
And they would get the newspapers going.
Yeah.
In America.
Yep.
You know? It's got the
Liberty
Bell.
You're going back
to the
1600s with cities like that.
Yeah.
The Liberty Bell's right down the street. It's the American Minerva. You know?
Okay, let's go with Philadelphia.
All right. Yo, the city of brotherly love.
Yeah, let's go with Philadelphia. That sounds good.
Philadelphia, yay.
Is that our final answer, guys?
Yeah.
That's a damn good guess. But it's wrong.
Nerds.
Sorry, New y'all. York City is
New
the
York answer. City! All
right. New York City, later turned into the New York Globe. New
nuts.
York City is the correct answer.
Wow.
God all right. Damn it. Well... Seth, you've gotten totally all my questions that. So far, so it's time to really put you to the test with a favorite topic of yours, World War II.
Ooh.
This one,
you just made a sweat.
This one,
off.
Seth, I have been saving for you for months now all since right. the last all time right. you were on. The last time you were on, I don't think...
Prepare to be a dum-dum here.
It's been soaking in its juices, fermenting.
And this was a
stinky one.
Question that just a few teams got right in a live environment.
All right.
So I think it's fitting here for the end.
Please.
During World War II, what playful name was given to the island hopping, ally-led military operation, comprising 13 smaller operations, including Operations Good Time, Blissful, and Dexterity? Was led by General Douglas MacArthur in the South Pacific
all the way to
from 1943 to
1944. Oh, motherfucker, I knew it.
During World War II, what playful name was given to the island-hopping, ally-led military operation comprising 13 smaller operations, including Operations Good Time, Operations Blissful, Operation Dexterity? Those were all part of a larger operation led
operation
by General...
Bashful.
Douglas MacArthur
Operation Happy
in Grumpy. South Pacific from Operation 1943 Doc. To 1944.
Operation Sneezy.
Sleepy.
Surly. That's one of the Duffs.
Scratchy. Operation Hop Along. Operation Cheesy Grin. Operation
Skippy.
Good Times. Operation Uncut Gems.
Operation Opal.
Opal and Anthony.
Seth, go there.
I'll take you there.
He is really... You don't see him like this.
I know. I've heard it before. Seth, probably dozens of times.
Close your eyes.
Yeah.
Close your eyes. The warm...
He does need a little focus.
...breezes of the Pacific...
South Pacific.
...are wafting across the back
starting
of
starting in Guadalcanal in 1942, ending there in 1943, making it all the way to the Philippines.
The sounds of the Andrews sisters. We're drinking rum and Coca-Cola. And you're playing in faintly in the background. A young nurse smiles at you
and
as she walks by.
And Jamie is just not stopping talking, so you can't focus.
Listen, yeah. I'm sending him to his mind palace. Shut your face, Mark.
But you're also filling his mind palace with your dumb
voice.
You're also a
dumb voice. You
good one.
Big
got that?
Piece of stuff. I will punch you so hard. I love you, Mark.
I love you, dear.
Operation Playhouse. I can't remember it.
God damn it.
Come on, you can do better than that.
Don't
Operation
give up.
Playhouse.
Operation.
You said it's a. How do you describe the word?
Playful.
Name. Playful.
Is it hopscotch? Something, you know, bouncing. He said bouncing.
That's a good,
around.
I said hop along.
Islands.
Hopscotch.
Hopscotch is good.
Operation Hopscotch. That's
Operation...
what we're going to go with. Because when I don't know them, I, you know, trying to suss these out is really hard.
Operation Stormy Desert.
It's not a. Well.
Operation.
What Operation you Mattel.
I'm waiting for an answer.
Oh,
Operation.
You started. You did like this thing. You did it sound like this.
It sounded like Seth was submitting an answer, and then you started sussing again. So that's why I started to talk.
Oh, you mean like somebody was running their damn mouth in the middle of something?
Mm. Well, because he's just throwing in the towel.
I kind of, I mean, admittedly, I kind of am.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
It's not the same fucking thing.
Ew.
Where you're like, oh, you got the warm trees and the trees are going, and then you got to relax really hard, and you got to think really bad about it, and now you got to think, are you relaxed? Are you thinking?
I hope you get diarrhea.
There's going to be a fucking Davis and Carmichael knife fight in the front yard by the end of
I'm just going to wish diarrhea upon him, and then.
What are we going with here?
I say hopscotch.
Operation Hopscotch.
Wrong. No, so close. Operation Cartwheel is the answer. Operation Cartwheel.
Nuts.
Leapfrog was another Nancy popular
Cartwheel.
Answer.
Leapfrog would have been a good one.
Yep. Operation Cartwheel.
Yep.
Cartwheel. Wow.
Put you to the test and you all failed. Kinds.
I did.
How do you feel?
Totally. I feel bad because I've heard that before.
Oh, shouldn't you play that? I should have known
it's
that.
It's all right. It's late, you know.
Yeah.
You did great tonight, Seth. You should be proud.
I don't feel good about that at all.
I should have known that one.
Oh, yeah.
But motherfuckers!
I've heard it.
That's appropriate anyway.
Totally should have known that.
There you go.
Yep.
Totally.
Sounds like I'm making coffee.
All right. Seth, Jamie, thank you so much for joining us here in another episode of the No No. It's great having you back.
I would love to be back again.
And we will have you back again.
Be here for this little...
sorry for my explosion.
That's okay. I forgive you.
Thank you.
I still love you.
And we are recording this on Thursday, August 26th. It is Dog Day, International National Dog Day. And y'all are my... And y'all are my dogs. Except for Lee. No longer my dog.
Oh.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you wouldn't let me talk.
Hump his legs.
It's not what dogs do.
I thought you wanted some dog ambiance.
I never said I wanted dog ambiance. I never gave that impression.
Dombiance.
I was kidding. You still my dog.
Thank you. That concludes this episode of the No Nonsense Trivia Podcast. Hold on,
before you get going, I just have one more thing to say. Yeah. Thank you so much for letting me come in here and come into for half of Ginger Palooza again with Jamie. I mean,
Ginger,
neither one of us.
Loser.
Yeah, we're
Ginger losers.
Ginger losers for Ginger losers tonight.
No, you guys did pretty good.
Boy, it's not a podcast with Seth without him going, hey, can I just say one more thing? I think if you listen to every episode, every time I'm editing lyrics to go, it's like, Mark, can I just say one more thing? I'm like, of course you can.
Yeah, and lyrics to go, you guys are just killing it. With that
can
show,
I just say one more thing?
You guys are killing
thanks so much for letting me hang out with you guys tonight. I appreciate it. And away we go with
our closing statement.
There you go.
That concludes this episode of the No Nonsense Trivia Podcast. Thanks for listening, everyone. Please join us every Monday morning for a new episode by subscribing to No Nonsense Trivia Podcast on your favorite podcast platform. You can support the No No in several ways, the easiest by sharing this episode on your social media accounts with your friends. You can also leave us a written review on your favorite podcast platform. And you can support the podcast on Patreon by visiting our website, thenono.com, and clicking the support link at the top, which will take you to our Patreon page.
Huge thanks to our quiz daddies, Issa, Adam Volk at Esme and Red Crest Fried Chicken, Tim at Pat's Garden Service, and Tommy with the Electric Mud. Our team captains, Rick G, Skyler, Kristen, Fletcher, Dylan, Rachel, Jenny, Lydia, Sean, OG Aaron, David Holbrook, and Gil.
It's you.
Our team captains, oh geez, I just did
sound like rockapella.
I got very excited there. Thanks to our proverbial light keepers, Kate, Rachel, Moo, Tim Gomez, aka Mappy 1984.
It's Mappy.
Lucas, Carly, Sarah Cooper, Justin Hank, Luke, Manu, Matthew, Mo, Spencer, Lisa, Ryan, Adam, John Lewis, Nabil, and Ricky F. And of course, we can't forget our Rumble Snailskins, Aaron, H-Bomb, Lauren, MJ, Steven, Kenya, We Do Stuff, Allison, Paige, Kevin, Sarah, Douglas, Alex, Mike C.
Michael Cartwheel.
Yep.
Michael J.
Michael
James. Jalopy.
Comma Elmore.
That's right.
And Michael K.
Mike Kookaburra sits in the old gum tree.
All the gumdrops he can.
If you'd like to write us with a rate my question, a miscorrection, or even just a little no-no, no-nonsense trivia, arrowbase@gmail.com.
Ooh.
is the email address, or call us at 1-929-356-6966. And please follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at No Nonsense Trivia, and on Twitter at No Non Trivia.
Also, a big thanks to Kenya for dropping our name and our logo on a big trivia that she's doing out in Houston.
Yeah. Yep.
Yes.
Get, very cool. Spread the no love. Thank you, Kenya.
Thank you. We have a Facebook group you can join as well. Maybe there'll be some stuff on there about it. Just go on Facebook and search for the No Nonsense Trivia Podcast to join us there. And finally, for the love of fuck, don't forget to leave us a 5-star rating on your favorite podcast service. And I repeat myself,
5 stars only, please.
Until next time, no nonsense listeners.
Have a great week.